This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne in Los Angeles. Last year, about 56,000 American women learned they had an early form of breast cancer called DCIS. The condition was barely known 20 years ago, but improved detection methods have led to more diagnosis. The problem is doctors aren't in agreement on how best to treat the condition. A new survey published this week in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute shows big differences across the country. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports on the survey and the decisions facing women who receive this diagnosis.
In 1995, Kay Wissman's radiologist showed her a spot on her mammogram. It looked like DCIS, ductal carcinoma in situ, a very early cancer or precancer confined to a milk duct. Doctors agree such growths need to be removed, but they don't agree on whether further treatment is needed, since only some cases of DCIS will progress to cancer. Wissman sat down with three doctors, the surgeon who removed the growth, an oncologist, and a radiation specialist. She got very different advice.
It was recommended by the surgeon that radiation would be a good step, and both the other doctors said they thought I could, you know, just be watched very carefully. And that's exactly what I chose to do.
The lack of a single recommendation from Wissman's doctors is reflected in a new survey by surgeon Nancy Baxter and her colleagues at the University of Minnesota. They looked at the charts of 25,000 women who had DCIS between 1992 and 1999. They counted how many had a mastectomy, how many had a breast-conserving lumpectomy alone, and how many had lumpectomy followed by weeks of radiation treatments. They found the treatment differed depending on where women lived. Survey author Nancy Baxter.
The most dramatic variation is in terms of radiation after breast-conserving therapy, and that varies from 39% to 74%. So that's a tremendous variation.
That was 39% of San Francisco women who had radiation after lumpectomy compared to 74% of women in Hawaii, highlighting the lack of consensus about whether women need radiation for DCIS. Surgeon Monica Morrow of Northwestern University says several forces lead to different treatments in different places. The first force, doctors.
Local opinion leaders in the community have a very powerful impact on how care is delivered in a region. The second thing, I think, is that there are different forces at work across the country which may be very valid.
For example, women in some rural areas might have difficulty getting to daily radiation appointments. That wasn't an issue for Kay Wissman. She lives in the Chicago area. She got her diagnosis just before Thanksgiving, and she didn't want the burden or fatigue of daily radiation treatments. 4 months ago, a second DCIS appeared in her opposite breast. Doctors still couldn't agree on what to do any more than they had back in 1995.
Once again, I got these diverse opinions. The surgeon said I should think about radiation. The nuclear oncologist said she really thought radiation was what I should do.
And the oncologist recommended drug treatment. Study author Baxter says the large variations across the country show the need for some sort of national guideline.
I think that you can have agreement by the majority of people treating DCIS. I certainly don't think that anyone would ever say that every single person should be treated with breast-conserving therapy or that every single person that has breast-conserving therapy should have radiation, because I don't think either of those things are true. But I think that you could come to a consensus by people who are experts in the area about what is optimal treatment of DCIS.
Even if guidelines are developed, patients will likely still play a role in deciding their treatment. Wissman, for one, liked doing that.
It's a very complicated thing. There's no exacts, and so you kind of have to play the game and put the positives and negatives on a sheet of paper and decide what's best for you.
The medical disagreement Wissman encountered motivated her to leave her job as a corporate travel manager and go to work for Why Me, a breast cancer information and advocacy group. Wissman wants the same thing that surgeons Baxter and Morrow want: more research on radiation and drug treatment for DCIS. The federal government is now sponsoring a large trial on that issue. But it's still not clear which women with DCIS need aggressive treatment and whether lumpectomy is better than mastectomy. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.